We're honored to have with us tonight Dr. Alberto Rivera. Dr. Rivera is a former Jesuit priest that answered only to the Pope in his years in the Vatican. He's wrote many books, Alberto, Double Cross, The Godfathers, The Force, and we'd like him to come and speak with us. He's been with us all this week, and he'll be with us three more nights.
Keep praising the Lord. Keep praising Him. What a wonderful singing and what a wonderful music. And no mass. What a great thing. Praise the Lord. Yes. I used to remember that all you can imagine how I enjoy and rejoice and how I have the blessing to worship my Savior through the singing and through the music. How I can adore Him with such a knowledge that He has been adored, He has been honored. But how I remember too, and those Latin litanies, and those Gregorian songs and chants, how He was so perverted and so dishonored. I can remember now and almost feel the shame that always He was put under through all that singing. He was not being worshipped. He was being put to shame. Yes. Devils and all evil spirits will be dancing around those Gregorian chants. They have such a party because they have desecrated the name of Jesus Christ. He said, if ye love me, if, provided that that is true, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Amen. Simple as that. Don't break it. Don't pervert it then. The singing and the masses and all, trying to tell the world how much we love Him. At the same time, He was completely being dishonored and His name put to shame. We are to get this evening into one of these part of my experiences and my testimony in Christ through this third prophetical line in chapter 24 of the Gospel of Matthew. And for that we will go to verse 24 precisely. 24th chapter and verse 24. Now, for those who were not here or they had not been here since Monday, we like to set something about these three prophetical signs. The first in verse 5, in reference how I was convicted under the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, how I was convicted of the need, of the urgent need to be set free from these terrible, horrifying curse that implied this prophecy of Jesus Christ for those who are there to fulfill it. And listen well. Verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And we saw there, as I discover myself under the light of the gospel, under the light of God's revelation, how this was pertaining to the personification of Christ that so hard the papacy been trying to do for centuries, to personify Christ, to make possible for people not to see Him. The best way to do it will be for someone saying, I am Christ, and people will say, yes, He is. Then by that time, the person that will submit, the person that will embrace that experience and that idea in the person of the Pope, will be the person that will not be able to see and to know Jesus Christ. It was not a negative position. It was a very religious, very mystical idea to come out and say, well, I am Christ because I'm taking the place of Christ while He is absent. Yes, at the same time the Lord said, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall save many, shall free many, and shall deceive many. Certainly, there is no other transgression in the world by which the powers of darkness have deceived more humans than the papacy. Now, you may say that is too much. Well, just do some homework. Just do some homework. I won't tell you nothing else, but just do it yourself. Do some homework and bring me out any religion in the world, the greatest and most powerful religions, the greatest and most powerful deceivers, and bring me one that have committed more deceit and have deceived more people than the papacy. Not one. The papacy is a dynasty. This is why Jesus said, many. Each one of them will be Christ, or they will be called Christ. He said, will say, I am. He will be proclaimed himself as Christ. Now you don't see the Pope going around saying, I am Christ. But that is what he's doing. He's not saying, he's doing. Then you better hear well. Because there are some people that even when they hear something, they don't hear nothing. That means that it's becoming more difficult for those who only see and do not hear anything to hear anything. Drunkenness enable or make you unable to reach and to discern. And that is what the Holy Spirit said that she has done. She has made drunk the inhabitants of the earth. Not the inhabitants of Spain. Not the inhabitants of Colombia, as was given the testimony of Sister Iduara last night. No. It was not drunk the inhabitants of Italy because the papacy was there. The Holy Spirit go further and deeper and further than that. He said, she has made drunk the inhabitants of the earth. Directly or indirectly, you've been affected by. You need freedom from this curse. If you are still under such a bondage, tonight is your opportunity to be free. Second, there is, as a result of that prophetical sign, the first, that Jesus warned to his disciples and the church to take heed that not men deceive you. As a result of this, he was not much interested in warning people and warning his church and warning his apostles and disciples about wars and famine and starvation and crimes and drunkenness and drugs. Certainly, all these evil, we must be alert against it then. And many others, prostitution, yes, many others, you name it. Every one of them. But you see, he placed it in the right order in this written revelation. He said, is that dynasty that will bring about what you are facing now? Crime, drugs, wars, you name it. Everything else is there. Too much? Well, some people said, is that he is so anti-Catholic that he sees everything made up as a conspiracy by the papacy. He hates the Catholics so much. Poor fellow. He is mad about Catholics. Well, I become mad in the love of Jesus Christ. His love make me mad to love then. I could not love then otherwise. I am not anti-Catholic. I'm not judging no one. I'm not condemning no one. It's God's word that is doing the work. I only am a messenger. You see, this Bible that I'm holding in my hands is the one that this evil, that this great harlot cannot face. Not me. It's this word of God. But it happened to be that I believe it. It happened to be that I came on the conviction of the Holy Spirit to receive it, to embrace it, and to obey it. As a result, I am hated, I am rejected, I am opposed. I am accused. I don't hate Catholics. At the same time, I cannot say that I love them. Outside of that, there's nothing there. And that means that they are called to repent. Certainly, we have seen that this first prophetical sign is the fountain, the cause of whatever you see, starting with verse 5, if you read in your New Testament and Bible. And ye shall hear of words and rumors of words. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And then go on and on, until reach verse 23. And now you knew the second prophetical sign. That was my second experience to be liberated and to be redeemed and forgiven from the transgression that I so much commit against Christ and His sacrifice and the performing of the Roman Catholic Mass. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. It could not be over expression and all God's revelation that will dramatize and will put to know the danger, the eternal danger of that satanic worship of the host, except in this text and this prophecy. There's no way that the Holy Spirit could describe the Roman Catholic Mass implying so many things and such a few words by just the Lord saying, if any man will tell you, here is Christ, or there, do not believe it. Millions of people has come to believe that Christ is in that host. And that host is Christ. They have come to believe when they take it, that they are taken, eating, digesting the body of Jesus Christ with His blood, His soul, His deity. And millions of people are still believing so. 800 millions right now. But outside, many more. You got many daughters that do believe the same. Outside of her. Actually, it's just a trick. It's just a trick. They are not outside. They are outside and they are not, because they are partaking of her works. This is why she became a mother, not only a harlot, but in her prostitution she bare children. Commit the kings of the air fornication with her. Concordat has been celebrated, starting with Emperor Constantine the Great. The first concordat to be celebrated. Throughout the centuries, she has not kept one without the other. Throughout the centuries, concordats after concordat with every government and political power on earth. Now seeking one with United States of America. Certainly, the third prophetical sign brings us now to a more closer relation of my own experience without Christ in the days that I was not saved as a Roman Catholic Jesuit priest, and then by the time that I reached the point of my salvation in Jesus Christ through His blood that He shed for me. Until that day, I was subject, I was a slave, and even going through the confrontation with God's Word, I could feel the power that will prevent from reaching out of the priesthood. As a matter of fact, even after my conversion, that slavery was so strong in my subconsciousness that even after I was washed by the blood of Jesus of my transgressions and sins, I still been persuaded to keep the collar. And for quite a few years, being a Christian, I wear the collar. I could not use tights. I could not use an open shirt. I gotta, every the minute that I wake up, where is my collar? Where's my collar? Hanging up onto the pontifical collar, because the type of collar that we wear is what they call pontifical collar. The Jesuits use that style of collar. And there it was. Yes. It happened after my conversion. Can you imagine the power that's been deployed throughout the priesthood? There is a tremendous power. Tremendous power. You gotta be there to realize from what Christ really freed me when He freed me from the Roman Catholic priesthood. Listen well to this. How Jesus Christ prophesies about, again, with such a description that will never be other the same, and will never, could never be the most complete and perfect revelation of what the Roman Catholic priesthood is all about. You can define it in so many ways. You can describe it in so many ways. But here, in this prophecy and this revelation, this is the most perfect and complete, exact revelation of what the Roman Catholic priesthood is all about. Take heed this evening. Take heed if you are still trusting one single Roman Catholic priest. Listen well. So my father, even if you are being persuaded just by sympathy, understand what are you sympathized with. 24, for there shall arise false Christs, in plural. Of course, an antichrist is going to have an army. And now you show in singular, verse 5, for many shall come in my name. Now interesting, and it's very impressive too, that is the wisdom of our Holy Spirit. While they hear, is a plural, for many shall come in my name, say, we are Christ. That is what logically should be. That is logically. That is what you can expect. For many shall come in my name, saying, we are Christ. Jesus said, no, that is tricky. Mm-mm. You'll never see the Antichrist then. You gotta see the Antichrist in plural and the Antichrist in singular. One cannot survive without the other. That is the perfect program. That is the perfect program. Almost perfect. It will never be perfect. Listen. There is a direction here. And if you take good care of reading back verse 23, you will find what the direction is. For there. Now, here and there is Christ. The Holy Spirit said, for there. There is a tremendous connotation that awakened me up in those days of my own confrontation as a Roman Catholic priest. The undivisible relationship between the Mass and the priesthood is even being revealed in this teaching. Listen. For there, if anyone tell you, verse 23, here is Christ or there, believe it not. Now you are being told to believe this. You are being told to believe that the host is Christ. You are being told to believe that where the host is kept, there is Christ. Both. And Roman Catholics in their daily exercise, I mean daily exercise, are complying with both acts. Here and there. By the time they receive the host, they believe that Christ is here, right in their hands. And then, by the time that the pieces left from the host are kept, every Roman Catholic, the cross, across an altar, the first thing that they will do is this. They will make that satanic call and then to identify themselves with the worship of Lucifer himself. They believe what? that there is who? That there is Christ. But third, there is a liturgical time throughout the liturgical calendar once a year, especially chosen to worship the host, because it's God. Now understand the direction of verse 24 as Jesus prophesied. For there shall arise false Christ. From where? For there, and that very direction. What that means is, these have to be the priests of Rome. Because where is Mass, there is a Roman Catholic priest. And cannot be Mass without a priest, as a matter of fact. Among the Catholic people, I used to go to small towns in the mountains because there were not enough priests to supply the need of small chapels, of small parishes, way up in the country and many times in some cities. And I will take over these needs, and maybe once every 3 months or once a year in some areas and some places, to go and perform Mass for these people at least once a year, because it's commanded by canon law that they cannot stay at least once a year without Mass. What that means is they won't be able to receive Christ until then. They cannot live with Christ while a Mass is not being performed. Now see the implications of this satanic oppression and slavery of human consciousness and souls. You have to wait for 1 year to receive Christ. But that means all the people of that town, as it happened today, in any place, in any area, right here in this country, where was a priest? But today, the question is different. Where is not a priest? Where is not a Roman Catholic priest? That from that monastery, from those convents, from those Roman Catholic parishes, from those places where they were hiding and programming and plotting against society, against institutions, governments, against even the very Church of Jesus Christ, they're still plotting, but they are now outside. That shows you the degree of drunkenness in our society. They don't have to hide no longer to plot against it. They don't have no longer to hide or cover up in their mystical robe and their mystical actions. Now, to go in the street and go ahead of a march of people and defense and protection against abortion. Oh, what a nice thing. Don't you see these priests? They really fight evil. Against abortion. You don't know what is behind it. The priests against abortion. And what the nuns are doing. What they have done for 1600 years. How many babies they have killed throughout the years. You say 11 million and a half of abortions in this country. No. You are not really dealing with real statistics. You have failed. You can double that portion only in monasteries and convents of the children that are being killed. And before they are being born, they are being destroyed. Nuns and priests and monks. What is this? But what is celibacy anyway? If you come to the conclusion that even scientifically can be proved there is life before even an embryo takes place, then your priests are committing that crime every 24 hours around the clock. They are given to the manipulations of psychologists to restrain their normal needs of a wife. They are given to all kinds of manipulations to cause restraining of natural laws and forces, where God already not only has decreed for a man to leave his family and join to his mate, but it's something else. 1 Timothy He clearly said that you must be the husband of one wife. Yes, you gotta be the husband of one wife, unless you are given what? You are given the necessary grace of God to hold on only to that call that you were called. Listen well. But you are given different directions in the ministry. You are given in the church different instructions that the celibacy of a Roman Catholic priest trying to portray. That is what people have learned. That because celibacy, they are holy men. As on the contrary, because celibacy, they are the greatest criminals, the greatest immorals, and the greatest perverters of human race. It's in confession where all this is deployed. From children, from the first time of the first communion, a child is a wake up to immoralities they will never even hear from their father, but they hear from their confessor. According to the rules of confession of the Ligorio, Alfonso Ligorio. What these rules talk about? You will find this in our new edition of a book that you appreciate very much and you have read a lot, many people, is The Priest, the Woman, and the Confessional. When Chinique, our brother Chinique, the former Roman Catholic priest 50 years ago, brought out this book that the Jesuit has tried to eradicate, has tried to cover up with all the forces, getting the manuscript out of the publishing houses once, and then getting rid of the public Christian bookstore second, but now we are bringing them back. Yes, this is one of the hundred thousand publications that has been eradicated by the forces of the Jesuits. The testimony of that other converted, truly converted priest of Rome is telling at the end of the book what the rules of the confessor are imposed by the Jesuit order on every priest. What these rules are, they are so immoral, just in the declaration of these rules and the manifestation of that, they are so immoral, so cruel, so naked, that cannot be translated for 50 years, has been written in Latin without being translated for fear that the book may not be allowed to be published as pornography. But we will do so. We will, because already I have made the translation into English from Latin. And the first edition of that book after 50 years will go from Latin, revealing the iniquities and immoralities that are reflected in the confessional rules, the rule of the confessor. Yes, the truth is coming out. And there is no secret no longer under the power of God's word, no secret. Hebrews said that. This word will not allow nothing under secret. The power of this word will bring out every secret, will reveal every hidden thing. Listen. For there shall arise false Christ. Yes. After all these descriptions of the priesthood, and so many more that we don't even have the time to go over, then you realize that no name could be given to the Roman Catholic priesthood. No name could be given to what implied the Roman Catholic priesthood, to what involved to be a Roman Catholic priest. No name could describe and could define the real office of that child of the devil before the eyes of God, except Antichrist. This is, for there shall arise false Christ. Why? Now, we go to the biblical side. Let's go to Hebrew. Why the Holy Spirit will define why Jesus Christ and prophesied. I wonder myself in my own very days. And I found it in Hebrews. And you will see how the Holy Spirit has revealed this side. Why? Chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews. And there is what we read in chapter 4. Now, listen well to this. chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men and things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gift and sacrifice for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh his honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. Now let's start with Aaron. Listen well to this. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. As he said also in another place, Thou art a priest. Concerning who? Jesus Christ was already prophesied. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Beloved, there is no proof and evidence. As I was being convicted of the Holy Spirit, I search, I inquire, I seek for an answer from God where the Roman Catholic priesthood came from. And of course, intellectually speaking, I already knew. We have all the explanations and canon laws and Roman Catholic history. We have all the answers, but no solutions. But there, it took me to really now inquire, to question God about her, to question God about her. And there is what I found. I found me as one of the Antichrist among others. Because that is what that revelation is saying. And why? I was in Santa Paula once preaching, and one local Assemblies of God giving my testimony. And there I arrived, we have a week of preaching there. When I was coming, my car that was driven by some other brethren, I stopped, and the brother said, I think we better get down and you wait here and we'll go to find out what is happening. And what I see is that all the street of that church was full of people. You cannot go through. The traffic stopped, police car, well around the block, and giving directions to the traffic, diverting the traffic from the street where the building of that church was. And what is more, after they stepped down, they said, do you know what we see? That the trouble is precisely in that assemblies of God's building. So what do you mean? Suggest that the police is there, and what is even more, there are three priests right there with the priest and the pastor at the door and the entrance. They said they are waiting for you to come. So, well, let's go. They thought that, they asked me whether I would like to turn around. I said, no, we don't turn around. We just go straight. We went all the way, and they were very, very, very upset and very mad people around with all kind of things. They can hold stones and everything in their hands. But as we walk, we were well protected, and we arrived to the main door of the building. And the minute that I just walked to the steps, one of the priests said, here he is! Here is the false priest! There is the bogus priest! There is! Arrest him! Arrest him! And told the officers, and the officer said, calm down, Father. We'll take care of this now. As I arrived, they said, are you so-and-so? I said, yes, I am. This is me. He said, well, we have some complaints and some charges against you, and we would like to know a few things in order to clarify these charges before we do what they want us to do, to arrest you. He said, arrest me. All right. He said, do you have your identities? Can we have your identities? They were very polite, and I conduct myself in the same manner. I said, yes, I have identities. You want to see them? I said, I'm sure that you want to see these type of identities, these credentials. I said, you want to see this. And one of the officers was ready to take it, and he said, when one of the priests ran away, grabbed it and took it. And one of the police officers took his hand down and said, please, Father, be calm, otherwise we may have to ask you to leave this place. He gave back the car. He said, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Take away that. Don't even read it. Don't. This is no good. This is no good. They look over and over and say, well, it looks as all right. I don't know how you know it's no good. Can you tell us what is not good in this car? He said, well, I don't know. But anyway, even if he is a priest, yes, of course. You know, what he's trying to tell the people is that he is still a priest, but he's not a priest. I said, no, I don't want to be. I praise the Lord. No, you're wrong. No, Jesus Christ already redeemed me and set me free from the Roman Catholic priesthood. And I'm priest unto God and unto Jesus Christ. I'm a king and a priest and a servant of Christ. Yes, I said, I don't want it. I don't ask for it. He already set me free from it. But I know what you know and these officers don't know. That when a priest is ordained, and then I addressed the officer and I said, you should know the confusion they are going through. Their confusion is that even when they saw me not as a Christian as I am. They saw me not washed in the blood of the Lamb as I am. They saw me not as a child of God. They saw me as I was, a child of the devil, a Roman Catholic priest serving the Antichrist, the Pope, instead Christ the Savior. Then the police said, well, I think you people have something to debate among yourselves. We better get to our business. Say goodbye, Father. They walk out. What are you going to do? You are not going to arrest him? I said, arrest him. You know, what I should ask again is whether he would like to file charges against you three priests. You have caused disturbing the peace in this place. This man came to his business. You have interrupted his business. And we are conscious of that. The Lord has his way to honor his people. Even so, against the will of those who, in being the position they are, most of the time, they are not there to do so. After I show the credential, I show the car of my incardination, these two pieces of documents, among others, that only by the grace and power of God I still holding on to. Now, what is all this business of the Roman Catholic priesthood? That it get even this priest in such a desperation and confusion, right in public. This is not an experience that takes place in any other private circumstances, but there, even making use of authority, they have to go back. And after I explained to the officer, I said, when I was ordained a Roman Catholic priest, and you hear this well, the bishop did, among other things throughout the ceremony, four things. One, he will transmit two powers are being transmitted. As I was there and I was laying before two of the priest's assistants, if I was lifted up, they tied my hands this way. As my hands were tied with the stola, is the scarf that you see, a type of scarf that you see in the priest wearing down this way. This is called the stola. That is very symbolic, and most even Catholics don't know why a priest cannot perform a sacrament without. Even so, he may not have the vestments, but that must be there when he is performing a sacrament. Most Catholics will not even question. They will not even realize that that happened. That estola is symbolizing many things that we don't have the time to go in detail, but among others, the resection and transmissions of two power: the power to forgive sins and the power to transubstantiate. What that means is to change the elements of the bread and the wine and the truly elements of the blood, the body, the soul, and the deity of Jesus Christ. Now, two things now we're going through in the process of that ceremony, and the third come now to confirm. As I was lift up, he imposed his hand, the bishop imposed his hands upon my head. And now, after the transmission of the two powers, he confirmed that I am a priest. How? By the powers? Not yet. Listen well to this. In Latin, he will say, in the language of the Antichrist, you should know, the Latin is the language of the Antichrist. In this particular language of Latin, he will say this: tu es alter Christus. What that means is, you are another Christ. Now you know who is your priest. Prophecy is being fulfilled. For there shall arise false Christs, in plural, and false prophets. And never before that priesthood is becoming more relevant. And do you know why? Who make this Roman Catholic priesthood so rejected, so opposed, even by the Indians in these lands? The Indians, they fear them. The very Indians, the very aborigines of this land, they fear them. They hide from them. They cover from them. They want to kill and destroy them. They knew they were evil. The tribe of America, all the aborigines of these lands, they were massacred under the cross of papacy and under the banner of the Virgin. Entire tribes were completely exterminated because they refused to let their children to be baptized. Until today, you can see how much of Christianization they brought, as they have proclaimed through your textbooks, as children are being deceived in the very public schools of this country that once was established and funded in God's written revelation. Today, public Texas schools are even talking about Christianization of America under the banner of the papacy. You can see how much Christianity they brought. The while Christ said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, the priests of Rome came into this land and every tribe, and going to not preaching the gospel but perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were there to baptize children and to make them idols and make them Roman Catholic parishes full of monkeys and idols, full of bones of death, full of death and never lie. Even the very mission of San Fernando until today, the bones of death is still on there beneath the altar that they perform mass. And you are seeking Christ among the dead. You will never find him there, because once was told, right before the cave where he was buried, the women, the apostles, they hear the voice. How you look for Christ among the dead? How? He's not here. He is risen. Hallelujah! He is risen! Hallelujah! How you are still seeking for Christ within, among the dead? Because that is what is there. It's only death, not life. I go my way, Jesus said, and ye shall seek me, but in your sins you shall die, whither you cannot come, where I go. You must come out of her. In any dimension, in any form, regardless of the form, you may not say you are not a faithful Catholic, you are not a faithful militant, you are nothing, you said you are not. In any way, that is what she has made out of you precisely. The Lord Christ wants to make out of you a living person. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall shew great signs and wonders. Ah, it's becoming more relevant. Oh yes. The priests of Rome are becoming more relevant, more welcome, more respect than ever before. As a matter of fact, where they are not now. They are in ministerial alliances all over. Pastors and preachers and evangelicals and even evangelists, they sit with them, they pray with them, they worship with them. I don't know who they worship, but they worship with them. I don't know who is the God that is listening then, but they pray with them. I know that the living God will not listen you next to a priest when you believe that priest is either a friend, is either much less a Christian, or much less a servant of Jesus Christ. And I don't care who you are, that heaven will be closed to your prayer with that priest. But if you tell me that you are with one priest there, that you want to bring him to the Lord Jesus Christ and bring him to repentance, hallelujah, I know the heavens open, wide open, to hear that prayer, that intercession, and to say and redeem and set free that priest. Make him a servant of Christ instead than an antichrist. Yes, heavens will be wide open. They are wide open when that prayer comes before the Lord. That is a holy prayer. It's a pure prayer. It's a prayer of the Holy Spirit. Listen. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophet. What make me a priest? That is, you are another Christ, but one more. After this, the confirmation of the priesthood is given as such. Now you are another Christ. And in order for you to realize that you are taking the place of Jesus Christ, we ordain you by the sacrament of order, confirming you to be under the succession of Peter? No. Oh, that goes deeper. The succession of Melchizedek. You are order, a priest after Melchizedek. Now, you ask the priest in your parish, are you another Christ? Are you taking the place of Christ? What you say? My son, you should not say that. I'm only a humble servant of Christ. But then ask him how you were ordained. After what order you were ordained? Well, Franciscan, Jesuit. No. I know the religious order. But after what order you were ordained after and your ordination? Oh, after the order of Melchizedek, then what do you have? Read back with me. You must get well in these matters because you need to help not only a priest, you need to help many people around you that I don't know yet who really that priest is. Listen. Verse 6, chapter 5 of the book of Hebrews. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And he meant that there to be ordained after the order of Melchizedek is taking the place of Jesus Christ. That is Jesus' prophecy. He He's taken the place. He has tried to cover up for 1600 years the Roman Catholic priesthood. Nevertheless, if you are a priest, come out, not because you are a Christian, not because of the gospel, not because of salvation, but you just come out for any, many, thousand reasons. The priests are coming out daily, confused, desperate, ill, drunks, drug addicts, many reasons, immorality, and many other things. When they are out, do you know how that institution defined him until his very death? He is still a priest. He is still a priest. He can be the greatest criminal of her, and he is still a priest. Now, that sounds like what? A servant of Christ, or one that is taking the place of Jesus Christ? This evening, you have an invitation. You either serve Christ or you serve the Antichrist. There's no other alternative. Let us stand up with me and listen to this. And this invitation that you are given this evening, you have a decision to make. You've been surrounded by many of these signs and many of these experiences. Some of them you were not aware of then. Now you are aware. You've been confronted by. You came across to. Now the Lord Jesus Christ Himself has lifted that veil. And you must be grateful this evening. And tell your Master and Savior, as I am, I come unto thee, Lord and Savior. Free me from the curses of the papacy. Free me from the curses of the mass. Free me from the curses of the Roman Catholic priesthood. Make me free, entirely free, Lord. Do it. Do it now, as you are there. Regardless whether you were a Roman Catholic or you've been affected by, now confess your transgressions and sins before the Lord and come to Him. There is peace. There is peace in the valley. Come to Him this evening. As we do pray, I'm going to request from you to pray. Pray. Right now. Pray. Don't delay it anymore. Just pray. Pray. Pray for your father. There's still a Roman Catholic. Pray for your mother. There's still a Roman Catholic. Pray for your husband, for your wife, for your children, for your aunt, for all your relatives. There's still a Roman Catholic. Now you know where they are. Now you know what is going to happen to them. You pray for them. But now, you need them to be saved, because in their salvation as Catholics, as there is the salvation of communists, it's the salvation of socialists, there is the salvation of atheists, there is salvation of Jehovah's Witness, the salvation of Mormons, the salvation of many others, even witches. There is salvation for everyone. There is the salvation of drug addicts. There is the salvation of alcoholics. There is the salvation of prostitutes. There is salvation of everyone. Because when the gospel reached the Roman Catholic person, you never know from what the Lord delivered him or her from. You never know, not only from the past, but that deliverance is toward the future. You never know what you could be. And at any given time, as a Roman Catholic, you can be anything in 24 hours or any matter. Come to Christ this evening. As we invite you to come forward, you do it. You do it. And hope and confidence and trust in the Word of God. If ye keep my commandments, said the Lord, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Obey Him. He's calling you. He's ordaining you to come out of her. Obey His commandment this evening. If you have not done this before, and we have witnessed the other has done this in the past, you do it now in the name of the Lord. You come forward, reach this altar here as we invite you to come. Come, and brothers and sisters here, help those who are in need this evening. Not only pray, intercede right now for them among us, but now help assist them. Come forward. We want to pray for you, and we want to pray with you right now. Get free. Get free. Get free. You need to be set free this evening as the Holy Spirit moves among us. Don't reject. Don't reject. Don't oppose to the conviction that He brings to your life this evening. Don't do it. Be free. Be free. Let Him to set you free. The invitation gone as I pray for you this evening, right now.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you.
You to repeat this prayer after me. I want you to say it to God, and I want you to mean it with every fiber of your being. This is the most important decision that you'll ever make on this side of eternity. Just repeat this prayer and say it to God. My Lord and my God, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He shed His blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. I believe He rose from the dead by the power of the Holy Ghost, and that He sits on the right hand of God making intercession for my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and wash away all my sins in your precious blood. Lord, I know that you've heard me, and I know that you've answered me. And according to your word, the Bible, I believe I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit. Thank you for the salvation of these souls, Lord, and the renewing of our spirits in your precious grace through the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you for all the visiting Christians and bless them, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Bring them back, Lord, that we may worship you in spirit and truth together, one body in Christ. Lord, we ask you to bless this food that we're about to eat. Thank you, Lord, for making it nourishing to our bodies. Bless the hands that made it. Lord, bless the hands that brought it up the hill. And in the name of Jesus, we ask you to build a wall of fire around us. Build a wall of fire around Tony. Build a wall of fire around all of us, Lord. Dr. Rivera, in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Ghost, we know it to be a truth and we rejoice in it. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You're dismissed.